This is the BBC Home Service.
This is the BBC Home Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, 10 snowballs that shook the world. This has no story and is basically a fantasia and is a dead liberty.
We take you back to the London Stock Exchange in 1882. Tin, wool and rain are falling. The market is reclining under the news.
Hello, Spules.
Hello, Plin.
Yes.
Hey, you know there's talk of the bank rate going up, do you?
Eh? When did you hear that?
On the gramophone this morning.
Yeah. It sounds rather dangerous. I think there must have been a leak.
Why?
I saw a plumber going in.
Good.
Good.
Water must be flooding the market.
We better buy some right away, I think.
Hello, 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 hello. This is when I come in. Me, Ninny. Stop! Stop, folks, stop, folks. There you folks. At the time, I was a runner on the stock exchange. I wore the silver greyhound and carried a ginger tomcat.
Neddy. Neddy, sterling is in danger. It's dropped from F-sharp to E-flat. It must be saved in the key of G.
You're right, Gridpipe. And so saying, I swore myself to secrecy. Damn blast, dash!
The first thing you know, Neddy, is to warn the occupants of the Eddystone Lighthouse.
Right!
What are you doing, Min?
I'm mending your socks, Henry.
Min.
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 Min, you turned the lighthouse light out last night.
I know, we can't afford to keep it on all night.
Oh, Min. You devil of a woman, Mother Min.
I can't hear anything.
Neither can I. That's the third time today.
Oh, there's somebody down there. We'll all be murdered in the lighthouse. Oh, go away, bloody man. No. Henry.
Henry. Mark? Why are you up there?
Stand on your head, put on this parachute, count 10 backwards, then push the string.
What happens then?
We come down and let you in.
Well, let's pretend I'm in, all right?
I'm Cryptic Ned. I've brought this message. It's written on the soles of my feet.
A footnote.
It contains a mimeograph copy of Beethoven's Fifth, complete with ukulele chords.
Have you read it?
Hello?
Buy Grubbo dog food.
Right. So that's commercial television.
Min, play that message.
At once.
Sounds serious to me.
Serious music.
Yes, Sterling is dropping in the key of E-flat.
Get a floor cloth.
Miss Frank Bernard.
No, listen, boys. We mustn't. No. Must keep cool. Minnie Bannister, keep cool. Don't get excited. Don't get excited now. Now, listen. Let's all have some Indian tea. Nice tea. One or two spoons, Nick?
Two, please.
Sorry we haven't any sugar.
My plan to save Sterling is to raffle the equator in the key of E-flat.
Oh,
It's the rainy season.
Yes.
The equator's underwater.
I have forestalled that. I'm wearing the plans of a soundproof oil skin.
A perfect disguise.
Perfect.
Oh, but how will we recognize you?
Here's half a moustache. If ever you meet a man with the other half, it'll be me.
All right. I'll be disguised as... in C-sharp.
Splendid. Now I'm off to establish raffle book patrols all along the equator.
You sinful man, you.
Meantime, here is Max Gilbrey, who will perform a certain unsavory action.
Ten Snowballs That Shook the World. Bad News, Part 2 in F-sharp.
Moriarty.
What is it, goodbye? What is it?
Take a letter in gargling fluid. To the Postmaster General. Dear General. According to the shape of my knees, I believe that an illegal raffle... for the equator is being held. And for certain monies, I will reveal the organizer. Let's have that back, please. You filthy swine. You've watered my peony.
I'm sorry.
No good saying sorry when you're sorry. See you in part 3.
Which means Cryptic Ned is standing in the Sahara waiting for a train to the equator. Hop!
Top, 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 top,
all.
Thank you. It's all free.
Listeners, I think it only fair to those without TV sets to describe this man. He was wearing a train driver's hat, holding two sticks, pulling a railway carriage, and eating lumps of coal.
I'm the engine.
Don't do that against me!
Oh!
I say.
Yep.
There's a man standing on your head.
He's the driver.
Yes, hurry up and get him, mate. We're leaving. Mate's all
out. All out.
Is this anybody's seat?
Yes, it's anybody's. Jim, anybody.
Dad, you're supposed to be driving this train.
Yeah, but standing on Echo's head hurts me kippers.
Mind if I come in?
Idiot, you're the engine. What are you doing in the carriage?
Well, I like a bit of comfort to my mind.
Well, sit down there and don't steam on me.
All right. Wait, this seat is dangerous. It's got no bottom on it.
Well, sit on it and it will have.
Oh!
What's that for?
We're coming up to a tunnel.
Hello?
Eat Grubbo dog food.
Right. That's better. It's nice to be able to afford luxuries. What's £1 million to me? There's a fortune at my disposal.
All tickets, please.
Quick, under the seat.
All tickets, please. All tickets, please. A lot of people on the train. I'll look you up. What are you doing under that seat, Jim?
I'm just visiting a midget named George.
A name George? I can't see him.
He's moved. Oh. Now, what time do we get to the equator?
Come on now, Jim. Where's your ticket, Jim?
Here.
This is a raffle ticket, Jim.
That'll be half a crown. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Jim, when's the draw, Jim?
Now is the draw. Put your ticket in this hat.
Right?
Draw.
Oh, it's my ticket. I've won, Jim. What's the prize, Jim?
The raffle ticket you found in the hat.
He hasn't got a ticket.
So off he goes.
Gasping. The fiend. He threw me out.
And forgot to let go.
Well, I didn't hurt myself. Strange. I wonder why.
You fell on me, you swine. Hello, everybody. Look at me, flooded. I'm flat all over.
You'll be all right as long as you don't stand sideways.
Well, I have to go sideways because of my new tune. It's from my latest record and it's called... Sideways through the sewers of the Strand on a Sunday afternoon. Sideways through the sewers of the Strand will be our honeymoon. Ankle deep in sludge, dear, we'll walk hand in hand. They do say that the sewers of the Strand
are the finest in the land. I'm telling you.
Sideways through the sewers of the Strand will be a paradise for two. Who cares if the atmosphere is blue? Oh, there is nothing wrong with a good old British pong. Sideways through the sewers of the Strand with you. I don't mean maybe. Thank you. Next, my impression of Echoes.
Hello, Blue Bottle.
Thank you.
known impression of Britta Hayworth, that famous star of stage, screen, and registry office. Hey!
Yeah, I'd like to marry her.
I will never marry her.
Oh, why not?
She told me so.
Silence! Hey! Silence while I announce part three. The scene, the heart of Port Said.
Dear. It's a touch of the Bombay belly, you know. Oh, dear. I'll never eat another Bombay belly as long as I live. Folks.
Ahoy! In the key of E-flat.
Great spluts of fowl. A man with half a moustache and a billboard advertising Davy.
Who's the captain of this dirty old lugger?
What? Me.
Right, take me to him.
This is his cabin. Oh, no answer. I'll, see if he's in. Oh, and he's out. I'll, what do you want?
Major Budnock?
That's me.
Me? That's the name of the captain.
You're lucky you found me. I've only just got in, you know.
Are you a good sailor?
No, I'm a naughty soldier. Oh, you see, I've done time. I stuck Johann Strauss.
Ah, you did waltz time.
Hey, don't wish to know.
Don't forget to see Davy Hawkes. It's better than this. Major, I was told you were a competent navigator.
You filthy swine, you.
Look, I must get to the equator tonight.
Abdul?
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell my ATS driver she can put the car away. I shall be needing her.
Hello?
Is that cryptic, Ned?
Yes. Here's my card.
Thank you. Here's my wardrobe.
What huge drawers.
Yes, I have friends staying with me. My name's Slynn. I have to inform you that your raffling of the equator in E-flat is illegal.
I'll change the key to G-sharp.
G-sharp, then. And remember, any other key is illegal.
Ow. Did you hear that, Gritpipe? He's got permission to raffle the equator.
Don't worry, hairy French steamer. I have two gentlemen making an imitation equator that will fool any linesman. So, over to them.
Steady. Steady, steady, steady now, Mr. Banerjee. Steady, you have to be steady.
Just a moment.
What?
Please, no. Please holding the opposite end then. Only then can we complete the task of completion.
Indeed, indeed, man. Indeed, your reasoning is of sound capacity to my mind, you understand.
I am aware of that, Mr. Lalkaka.
Tigai.
But I am puzzled in the extreme about this task that we are performing.
Not only you, man. Not only you, but I too am puzzled. I have never before in my entire life made an imitation in Quetta before, you understand?
Indeed, but there is always a first time for everything, Mr. Lal.
What are you telling me, Mr.
Lal? I'm telling you that everything...
Mr. Banerjee, I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Don't... Hands up in C-sharp, my lord.
Good heavens in Hindu.
Hand over the equator. Right, got it. Greenslade, make an announcement that will get me away.
In a trice, cryptic Ned trekked upward and with his destination, Christie's of Bond Street.
Good heavens.
Keep up, men. Budnock, how far are we from Bond Street?
100,000 miles.
Ah, we'll never make it by tonight. We'll camp at the telephone.
Oh, really? Where's Hugh?
Hugh? Hugh who?
Hugh who?
Hugh who, darling?
Shall we dance, dear?
Love to dance.
Oh.
Hello?
They've fallen in the water.
Thank you.
Well, Signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, Signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains and the sand come into sight. By the little jeweler's shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. Baza, za, ba, ba, zo, ze, bebo. Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains and the sand come into sight. By the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. And linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina. Buonasera, signorina. Kiss me too.
Part four. With the Gulf Stream behind them, Neddy and Co., with the imitation equator aboard, made for England on a self-drive raft.
Oh, life on the ocean world. Life on the land of world.
Mid-ocean. And still 1,000 miles from London. Curse this 30 miles an hour speed limit.
Pardon me, but your ship is slowing.
Eccles, that's a nasty bullet hole you have in your head.
Oh, honey, it wasn't there a minute ago.
Yes, yes.
By Grubbo dog food.
Right.
Morning. Morning, sir. Morning.
Madam.
Morning.
I know you're the only shop on this raft. Do you sell Grubbo dog food?
Oh, I...
What's the matter, madam? Oh. You look quite well.
Oh. It's Dennis Bloodnock.
Bloodnock?
Yes.
What has he done to you, that military swine? That's me. Wait. Can it be? Where's me old marriage papers?
What's he doing? What's he doing?
Heavens, it's Minnie Bannister, the toast of Bombay. Well done.
Dennis. Naughty Dennis from Pune.
Naughty Minnie.
After all these years, have you changed much?
Only me vest. Who are you, sir?
I'm Henry Cran, disguised as... in C-sharp.
Oh, Henry.
Now, Min, who is this man holding you in a military Sam Brown-type embrace?
I'll get... Run! Put down that sock full of grit with which Casey was hit.
Oh. Bloodnock. Bloodnock is a friend of my youth.
You never had one, you old...
Take it to court, Mr. Crumb.
I insist on diplomatic immunity.
Right, roll up your sleeve. It won't hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, during this sordid scene, will you please put a blanket over your radios and lower the volume? Meantime, part four, still aboard the raft.
Life on the ocean moon. Life on the ocean moon.
Fishing?
What?
Fishing?
Yeah, I'm fishing.
Hey, that's a big battle of worlds just for one day's fishing.
Well, I get hungry too, you know. Hey, look at them pigeons.
Pigeons, you idiot, they're gulls.
Oh, boys are gulls, they're nice pigeons.
Land ahoy, Captain.
Land? Let me taste it. It's England!
England! Land of happy spins, the mother of the prince. Ahoy! What's the matter with you, man? Hit him a nut. It's not paid for you.
We haven't a moment to lose. According to my calculations, 2 and 2 are 4. Thank you. Don't forget to see Davy now, Bottle.
Davy, folks. Davy's the film.
Now, Bottle. Hold up this photograph of Christie's, and we'll auction the equator.
Now, lot number one, the equator, what am I bid for this lot?
Money.
Any advance on money?
More money.
Going for more money?
Yimbambalaboo.
Any advance on Yimbambalaboo?
Yimbambalaboo, sixpence.
Hands up, all of you. Officer, that's the man there.
Pardon me, sir. Are you the owner of Equator LXW3447?
I am. Don't forget to see Davy, officer.
Is your Equator marked lot one?
Yes, that's my lot.
It certainly is.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Do us a favour.
Yep.
Don't tell the orders that was the end of a very good start.
All right.
Come on, lad!
Having given the cowards a 50-yard start, I now inform the audience that that was the end. Oh, no. No, steady, steady. No. Remember that you're in England. Yes, you're an England. No, fair dues. No.
Oh, no.
Come on. Oh, no, I don't like it. You're not playing fair. It's not... That was the Gooch, a BBC recorded program. Peterson, Adam, Seacom, and Spike Finnegan with the Ray Eddington Sports Center. Oh no, Max Gelvin, and the orchestra conducted by Molly Stott. No, script, no, fair do, script by Spike Finnegan, announcer Molly Speedstein, and the program is produced by Charles Chilton.